From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the withdrawal of Russia's forces from Syria. Speaking late Monday, the Russian leader said, with Russian help, government forces in Syria have witnessed a dramatic turnaround in the fight against what he calls international terrorism. Damascus says it agreed with the move, saying it was a coordinated action. Syrian opposition spokesman Salim El-Mezlit was cautious in his reaction.
This, of course, will affect the other side, will affect the regime. We see this on the ground, that Russians are not in Syria anymore. We want, you know, Russian people to be friends in Syria, but not really partners in killing the Syrians. It will be important if this decision is taken. It will be more important if Putin decide to really stand beside the Syrian people, not beside the dictator.
A reference to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, Syrian proximity talks got underway Monday in Geneva. Soldiers patrolled the empty beaches of the resort town of Grand Bassam in Ivory Coast Monday, a day after armed men launched an attack that killed 18 people, including 15 civilians and 3 soldiers. Among the dead, 4 nationals, 4 French citizens, and a German woman. All 3 gunmen were killed.
Je vous demande donc à toutes.
Speaking on national television late Monday, Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara urged his countrymen not to cede to fear, but go on with their activities because security forces control the situation. He declared 3 days of national mourning. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack. This is VOA News.